Greetings in Jesus' name on this 21st day of June, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 50s outside. It's a beautiful, sunshiny morning. Headed off to Auburn, Maine today to be a part of a pastor's conference. I'm going to be sitting on a question and answer board where people will be asking us questions. Now that we're up in our 50s, we're able to sit on boards and to answer questions. What about that? That's going to be an encouraging thing to be able to have, 20, 30, 40 questions asked to us about the different aspects of the ministry. And it's going to be an exciting day. We look forward to it. I'm going to be taking the Gold Wing up there today and looking forward to the ride. Beautiful ride. There's not a cloud in the sky this morning. God has certainly blessed us with a majestic day. Looking out over my yard, it's just coming in so beautiful. I wish you could see it. Green is such a marvelous color, and the lawn is blessed of the Lord, and we're asking Him to continue to help us. It took a couple of weeks, but able to put over 1,000 feet of irrigation in and a Hunter irrigation system. That was fun. And now it's working just flawlessly, and also was able to put irrigation in our garden spot, and that's a blessing. And the Lord is very gracious to give us wisdom as we ask for it and help us to do all of these do-it-yourself projects. And it saves so much money, so much of the Lord's money. We're able to be better stewards of the gospel money that has been entrusted to us to win the people of Maine to Christ. Just got word yesterday that the airplane, hopefully this week, we keep for weeks now, it's going to be ready, it's going to be ready, it's going to be ready. But you know, I have friends that's going through the same exact thing. Ever since COVID, it seems as though that the progress is slow and the parts are slow, but God knows, and we're trusting Him to meet the very need that is present in this situation. In your Bibles today, I want you to look with me in Acts chapter number 5 and verse number 42. And daily in the temple. We're living in a day where people are trying to get out of church. And here the early church, it says of them, and daily in the temple. And then it says this, and in every house. And daily in every house. They're daily in the temple. They're daily in every house. What are they doing? They ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So every single day in the temple, and every single day in people's houses, they are teaching the Lord Jesus Christ. They are talking about how He not only came and was born of a virgin and lived and died on the cross of Calvary and was buried and rose again the third day. They're not only teaching about His great sacrifice on the cross, but they're teaching about the Christ-filled life, about how when we're filled with the works of Christ and the Spirit of Christ is resting upon us, we live like the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. And all of this is going on in their life, and they're doing this every single day. We must check our ministry. I'm checking ours this morning, and we are in desperate need of a touch of God. And we need to be daily in the temple and daily in every house, teaching and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about the Beatitudes, where He says in the Beatitudes that blessed are the merciful, and blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are ye when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. We need to be teaching the Lord Jesus Christ, teaching how He ministered to people, even to the religious crowd, when He rebuked the religious crowd and went to the temple and took a scourge of cords and said, "Shall not my house be called a house of prayer?" You've made it a den of thieves, and we need to be studying that. Teaching the Lord Jesus Christ and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be preaching that Christ is the only way to heaven. He's not one of many ways to heaven, but He is the only way to heaven. The Bible says that the early church was teaching and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. May we stay after it and be everlastingly after it for the Lord, teaching Him, teaching about Him, preaching about Him, singing about Him. And just, it's so wonderful to worship Him. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, we lift up His name. We give Him the glory, the honor, the praise, and we get heaven ready. You said, what do you mean getting heaven ready? Well, we start praising before we get there. The Bible says in Revelation that He saw people from every kindred and tongue and people and nation crying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, crying, holy, holy, holy. Let's get ready. Let's not be one of those individuals that's kind of sour mouth. Let's be the individual that has a little bit of a touch on us. Oh yes, a great touch on us. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we're able to lift high the blood-stained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us as believers. May we be the believers that God would have for us to be, daily preaching and teaching the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.